Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your good friend, the very esteemed and well-travelled Clarence Copernicus Cloverleaf, welcoming you to another exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio, hosted by the host with the most, Jimmy Falcon. You can always feel free to call in at 602-753-1883 to ask a question to the host or any of his well-established guests. Just please remember when calling in to be on your best behavior. This is a G-rated show, you know. Hey, that was a wicked rhyme! Anywho, just be sure to be kind and courteous. Now, on to the main event!
All righty, we're back for an exciting edition of Cloverleaf Radio. I'm the host of the most, Jimmy Falcon, and this young lady I have been looking forward to interviewing for some time. We always run into each other at cons, and it's always a blast. She makes me smile every time I see her. Candice Comaleri. What's going on?
Hey, not much. Thank you for having me on here. It's nice to actually talk to you for more than, like, 2 seconds in passing.
Oh, I talk to you more than 2 seconds. So how's things
going? Well, it depends on the show. It's going great. How are you doing?
I am good. So we got Dark History Con coming up in, like, 2 weeks or less. That is crazy.
Yeah, it is. I'm very excited. There's a lot of awesome guests I'm looking forward to meeting.
Yeah, it should be a good time. I guess for anybody that's never been to Dark History Con, how could you kind of sum up our craziness?
Well, I don't know at Dark History, because this would be my first time too, but any other con,
oh, really?
Everyone's pretty nuts. Yeah, it's my first year at Dark Car and History Con.
Wow, yeah, I think you're really going to enjoy it. It's a really good time. And, yeah, I think I agree with you that every con that I've been a part of, is the people are really nice. Everybody's really cool.
Yeah, they're really nice. They're kind of crazy. But the great part is, no matter where you go, it's like one big family every time you go. So.
Absolutely. And I guess, starting off, you always want to be an artist because you are very talented at it. I couldn't think of you doing anything else, but was there something that you dreamed of before this came to light?
Well, ever since I was like 4 or 5 years old, I've been drawing, so it's the only thing I've ever wanted. And since I was young, I've been following Disney heavy, and I wanted to be a Disney animator to start with. And as I got older, I started falling in love with more of the traditional stuff, and unfortunately, it seems, well, not unfortunate, but it seems that a lot of things are now turning to digital and the computer
right.
And doing that kind of thing, but I love sticking with the traditional side of things.
Yeah,
so now I'm hoping to be...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, now I'm hoping to be just a Disney fine artist. I think that'd be everything.
That's cool. Yeah, I agree that... it's kind of sad. A lot of what we grew up with is gone. That wonderful craftsmanship that we remember with Disney and with a lot of other different cartoons and videos and stuff. It's gone to the wind with everything being digital. It kind of takes away some of the homespun flavor of it, the personal flavor of it.
Yeah, it takes away from me being its own unique character, I guess you could say, its own unique style. Everything's, like, so stylized to be the same now.
Yeah, that and the constant remakes of things. Now they have Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I'm wondering if they're going to be babies next. Like, where does the line cut off with remaking and killing our classic cartoons and movies?
Yeah, I know. It's just sad. Like, even with what's going on with Cartoon Network, with, like, even the remake of, like, what was it going to be? The He-Man Master of the Universe cartoon, now stylized or like Steven Universe, kind of. And I'm like, no, what are you doing?
Wow. Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And I guess, you have such a wide range of characters and personalities that you draw. Is there anyone that you have to, or you seem to do it more than some of the others?
It turns out that when I first started doing the cons and commission stuff, I was doing like lighthearted, like Disney things close to what I was used to. Then all of a sudden I met one of the haunt actors at a St. Louis con I did, and he had commissioned me to do this Jason Voorhees horror mask. And ever since I did that, I have turned into a full-blown, like, horror junkie, like, doing nothing but, like, horror art. And I never seen myself doing that. But now it's become a thing. That's what I became known as. And I'm like, this is weird, because my personality don't really match that. I'm, like, all bubbly and sparkly and, like, horror stuff.
Yeah, that's true. You are. You're very uppity. You're very happy. You always get a smile on your face. I don't know how you do it, but you're someone to learn from, and you know, it's amazing.
Yeah, you just gotta, you know, life can be hard sometimes, and you have a lot of negative in this world, and I've learned that you can let it, like, instill that, you can let it become eat you up, or you can try to fight back and be bright and be what, you know, more than just negative, just be the positive. I think this world needs a lot more love, you know, and that's why kind of why I do the shows too with my artwork. I want to be that positivity that can inflict on others goodness, that there is still good out there, you know?
Right. And it is true, you know, there's still an abundance of love. It's just unfortunate how it's been overshadowed by the terrorist attacks and the shootings and the bombings and war and just a lot of hatred, basically, going around the world.
This is where we need to stick together more than ever.
Yeah, I agree absolutely that hugs, not guns.
Absolutely.
And you've done quite a bit of cons so far. What would you say have been some of your favorites?
Well, I'm going to have to go with the first con I ever did, which was the Superman celebration in Metropolis. That was my first ever con last year, and that will ever, forever be very close to my heart. That one is still my absolute favorite one to do.
Yeah, and we didn't get much time to talk at the celebration this year. It was my first year, and I hope to go back soon. It was just kind of a dreary year. That was the only thing that upset me. All the rain that struck Metropolis was unfortunate.
Oh, yeah. But people are still in high spirits, though. It's amazing.
Right. Overall, it was definitely a memorable experience. I had a great time, ran into so many great people that we do the conventions with, which is, you know, as you mentioned, is always a good time and like a big family.
Oh, yes. So it makes it worthwhile and meeting people, new people all the time.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you've done so much artwork and so many characters. Is there anybody that you haven't tried to do yet that you're wanting to in the future, or some kind of elaborate picture that you have in the back of your mind?
Oh, gosh. I really don't know. I've been doing a lot of superhero stuff when down from the horror stuff, and someone I really look up to is Alex Ross and his compositions, and I really would like to try something like that with, like, I normally do the portraits and, like, the head up, but I really like to do something like what Alex Ross does with the full body compositions and such. I think that'd be so awesome.
Very nice. Yeah, I think feet, when anything I've done, like, on the computer artwork-wise, it seems like feet are always the hardest for me, feet and hands. The head's okay, but when you start getting to the fingers and getting the right curve on the feet, it's just like, I'd rather just stop at the pants or something.
Just cut the rest of it out. You don't need hands and feet anyway. It's okay.
Well, I can, I'll get the hands at least. I don't want them to look like he's been in some unfortunate accident or something, but yeah, I'd rather just chop him off at the waist or a little farther down than give him some big Ronald McDonald teeth.
The funny thing is, there's so much more to the human anatomy when drawing it than just simply like, oh, here's a little oval for some fingers or whatever. Like, it's because I still have to get the grip on hands and feet because I'm not good at it. But it takes learning so much of the anatomy of the body, from the skeleton to like how the bones are to the muscle structure. There's a lot going into even simple like poses that people see in comics and stuff.
Right, everything, even background stuff. I'd say especially backgrounds in most cases probably have a lot of work in them, just because of all everything that has to go in the houses and the trees and the grass and the cars and pedestrians. And it's amazing what a background artist does, and I'm sure they don't get the kind of credit they should, but I'm sure it's very trying.
That's sort of like with the inkers in comics. Like, I don't think they get enough credit either. Like, it's amazing what they do, too, especially when you look at the process of how it's all done.
Yeah, I've heard people call them tracers. That's pretty sad.
Yeah, I know.
You know, when it goes into it, yeah, and when you go into it, it's so much more, because you add character and personality to this person through which colors you use. And how you want to express them through their look.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. Like, when you go back to old school with Neil Adams and stuff, you can pinpoint who they are basically by their lines and how it's drawn in their style. Like, that's when you know you're like, there's something here, when you can tell someone simply by their lines.
Right. That's very true. And, man, the last question was on the tip of my tongue. As far as, you know, drawing someone, who would you say has been the one you put the most into that was the hardest to get out the perfect way that you wanted it to come out?
The funny thing is, that would be a lot of my Alice in Wonderland stuff. For some reason, I could never perfect, even as simple as it looks, I'm talking about the old animated Alice in Wonderland character. As simple as it looks, she's the hardest one to get down perfectly right. And I always struggle with her. And finally, one of my latest pieces I did, I finally got her the way I actually always wanted her. So I would have to say it's a lot of the simple animated characters that give me a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it's amazing what guys like Chris Freeling put into Bugs Bunny in the 1960s that today many artists, like you said, find it very difficult.
Yeah.
But as far as the future goes, I always like to talk about the future, and some people don't like to talk about their future plans. But as far as rounding out 2018, yeah, as far as rounding out 2018, we got Dark History Con November 16th through the 18th. What else is on tap for Candace Camilleri?
Well, as far as this year, that will be my last show of the year until, I believe, May or June. I have another show coming up, which I right now off the top of my head, I know the next one is going to be Superman Celebration again in Metropolis. But in between, I'll be working very hard on new stuff.
Cool. I look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks, and I'll have to stop by and throw down $151 bills to get a wonderfully made picture.
That's very sweet.
Good work.
I look forward to seeing you too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you say good work is expensive?
Yeah, I said good work tends to be expensive.
Uh-oh. Well, I get complained at a lot for the prices of my stuff by all my other artist friends, so I don't know. They're always coming over and complaining at me. They're like, Candace, you need to raise your prices. I'm like, no, it's okay.
Well, see, I guess I can't really go there because I've never actually looked at your prices. I'm just chatting with you. So therein lies my issue.
Right. Well, I look forward to seeing you, though.
Absolutely, Candace. Have a great night, and thanks again for joining me.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
No problem. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye. All righty. big thanks to Candace Mullery. If you guys just happened to join us a few minutes ago, or you missed it altogether somehow, you just tripped around, you tripped over your computer cord and unplugged it, and you finally got everything updated. You plugged it in, you updated, you did all that junk, you got on Blog Talk, and I'm just chit-chatting saying the show's over. Do not dare, do not be sad, because in about 10, 15 minutes, you go back and listen to the archived interview. Also, be sure you check out yesterday's Season 5, Episode 10 of The Hollywood Connection. Had a great talk with Larry Hankin. Really interesting story from Escape from Alcatraz with Clint Eastwood. So be sure to check that out as well. We got a bunch of great shows coming up. November 2nd, actress, model, producer Max Watson, known for her work in Porky's, Scarface, First and Ten, and My Stepmother is an Alien. November 5th, we welcome actor Eric Morris from Crack, MacGyver, Fatal Attraction, Murder College Disappeared, Sugar Maybe, and much, much more. November 10th is Season 5, Episode 11 of The Hollywood Connection. My dear friend, co-host, actress extraordinaire, Jane Park Smith, will be returning. I believe she's been shooting a movie or something. I know she's been kind of unreachable, so we understand with that. Trying to get her career to the very tippy top of the realm of Hollywood, I understand. But we'll be welcoming actor, writer, producer Sandy Helberg, and I still haven't made a flyer yet, so you guys are getting the sneaky peeks. He has been on a bunch of great stuff, including School for Scoundrels, Meet Wally Sparks, Mortal Kombat, Spaceballs, The Wonder Years, This is Spinal Tap, MASH, Modern Problems, The Star is Born, and The Love Boat. He also happens to be the father of this little actor in The Big Bang Theory named Simon Helberg. So that's this little fun little chunk out there as well. And big thanks to Steve Joyner. I can't thank him enough for helping me set up, actually introducing me to and helping me coordinate these interviews with Eric Morris, Max Schlosser, and, of course, Sandy Helberg. There's going to be some other great ones coming up, but I can't let the cat out of the bag yet. We don't have dates, so, you know, I don't like to tell you guys when someone's coming if I can't confirm a date for them. That's just how I roll. But be sure and remember that we are just less than a couple weeks away. Well, a little over, a little less, something like that. About a little over. November 16th, 17th, and 18th, Dark History and Horror Con at the Garden Hotel in Urbana, Illinois. DHHCon.com or Dark History and Horror Con on Facebook for details. There's going to be a great line of guests. There's a film festival. There's a bunch of great vendors and booths. I know there's usually roundtable discussion type things you can listen to, and presentations by different guests, almost like one-on-one, but it's not really one-on-one. It's one talking and everybody listening. So presentations by different guests. And of course, the headliners this year include Robert Lissardo, who was with us in 2016. He's been in a ton of great movies, including Death Race and Human Centipede 3. And then I'm seeing him again. And, of course, Ari Lehman, who you guys may know as the first Jason from Friday the 13th, the original Friday the 13th. He also has a band, which are going to be performing there as well. So be sure and check that out. Candace Pomolari is going to be there doing artwork. Disney legend Philo Barnhart is going to be there doing artwork and meeting people as well. Charles Moisant, the madman of comics, is going to be there. Corvus Nocturnum. Check out Brian Ward, the man who started all this and is at the helm of it. He's always running around crazy, but be sure and thank him for bringing you a great con. There's actually going to be a podcasting area that's so cool. When I first came in 2015 to Dark History Con, I believe I was the only podcaster. There might have been, actually, I think it was me and a guy named Jim. I can't quite remember his last name. But to go from one, two or three podcasts at the second convention to us having our whole area is going to be cool. I think it's like 10 podcasts. Going to be doing live shows, live feeds, and meeting people and talking and just having an all-around good time. So looking forward to that. Cloverleaf Radio Network is going to be there in full force. My dear friends Ariana Cherry and Josh Annis of Night Moves Radio are going to be there with us as well. And they're very, very well-established and very cool authors. So check out their books as well. And at Cherry House Press, check them out for a whole lot of books. I'm talking a whole trunk load. So if you like to read, these guys are where to go. All right, everybody. We will see you on November 2nd for Max Wassa. I hope everyone has a safe and happy Halloween. And one thing I do want to mention that I didn't mention on the last show since our last podcast with Neil Ross, we lost the fourth alumni that Cloverleaf has lost this year, all four being professional wrestlers. Don Leo Johnson, or as I knew him best, Leo Heaton, passed away, and he was a very big, gigantic wrestler back in the day, size-wise and notoriety-wise. He had a great feud with Andre the Giant in Canada, and I'm going to eventually get the clip of him talking about that and plan on the show looking, hopefully, to a Don Leo Johnson tribute show when I get a hold of a few people, so rest in peace to him, too, a very gentle giant. All right, everyone, we'll see you on the 2nd for Max Wassa. Thanks for listening. Have a great night.